few months ago, Secretary of State Jim Condos hired a cybersecurity firm to try to hack into Vermont's elections system. According to records requested by VPR, the firm found one potential security weakness. But as elections officials prepare for a big primary vote tomorrow, Condos says the problem has been fixed. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
Like most elections officials these days, Secretary of State Jim Condos spends quite a bit of time thinking about cybersecurity, and with good reason.
We already have word from the intelligence community in D.C. telling us that the Russians attacked in 2016, and they are going to attack again in 2018.
So back in May, Condos hired a company called SHI International to kick the tires on Vermont's system. The New Jersey-based firm ran what's known as a penetration test, where they poke around for the same vulnerabilities that a malicious hacker might use to gain access. While the report gave generally high marks to the state's elections infrastructure, it did identify one potential vulnerability. It has to do with something called multiple external authentication portals. Elections expert David Becker is the founder of the Center for Election Innovation and Research in Washington, D.C.
So in layman's terms, I think they're referring to are when you've got a system like, for instance, a statewide voter database, there are times when you have authorized users around the state that need to get into that database.
And the problem, according to SHI, is that those authorized users, a town clerk, for example, only had to type in their username and password to gain access to the system. That's known as single-factor authentication, and if Vermont really wants to guard against unwanted intruders, then SHI said it should have two-factor authentication. Like when your bank or credit card company sends you a code via text or email that you need to type in before you're allowed to get into your account. Here's David Becker again.
And it basically ensures that someone sitting in Moscow can't access the system when only authorized users could.
Condo says his office was actually in the midst of instituting a two-factor authentication system before SHI conducted the penetration test. He says that system is now fully in place.
We already knew we were going to fix that problem. And it wasn't a problem, it was just a potential area of concern.
Montpelier City Clerk John Odom, an election security expert himself, says the new security protocols are an important development.
Two-factor authentication plugs a lot of holes. I mean, I can't think of a single step you could take that would be more effective.
But Odom says there's no such thing as an invulnerable system, and that security is, quote, a constantly moving target. Condos uses a different analogy.
Cybersecurity is essentially a race without a finish line, because the bad actors, the bad guys, if they couldn't get into our system yesterday, they'll evolve and try to get in a different way today. And if they can't get in today, they're going to try again tomorrow.
David Becker with the Center for Election Innovation and Research says it's unlikely that hackers, Russian or otherwise, would try to actually change the results of an election. He says they're more likely to mess with voter rolls, to take people off them, for example, or alter their precincts.
Their goal is to get us to lose confidence in our own system and to undermine democracy, not just in the United States, but worldwide.
Condo says confidence in the system is critical, and he says Vermonters should have it. And while he can't guarantee there won't be an attack on Vermont's system, Condo says security protocols will enable his office to detect intruders when they arrive and prevent them from undermining the integrity of Vermont elections. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.